At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Raj founded Young Mountain in 2013 as a social enterprise to provide a sustainable future for farmers, 90% of whom are women. He graduated from the University of Michigan and later earned an MS in environmental science from the University of Oregon. He first traveled to Kuman as a global partner with Avani, spending a year developing a permaculture tea cultivation program involving 300 farmers. He was named a Fulbright Nehru Scholar in 2013 and worked in Almora, India, before returning to the U.S. as a rural venture catalyst in Oregon's Regional Accelerator Innovation Network. Let's start with a very tangible thing, the factory. But at the heart of our discussion is empowering an individual to, in this case, be part of a collective group that owns a factory and makes world-class tea. Rethinking that a person in the rural environment should act and be rewarded as a rural entrepreneur.
That's right, yes.
The folks I've seen in these roles are brilliant. They may not have Wall Street credentials, but they are responsible, enterprising, and efficient, often raising five crops, managing the financial and physical factories, and enhancing the social environment to meet their children's health and educational needs. You must be proud to enable that, Raj. You're making it happen, and in my view, it has to go that way for the industry to thrive.
Yeah, well, thank you for all of that, and it sounds great. What you're saying, those underlying things around empowerment and rural entrepreneurship as a different way to view a farmer, that is very much why I'm doing this work. Let's go through the tactical stuff of setting up factories, but I'm looking forward to that part of the conversation.
The factories in these villages are more than physical structures. They're a source of income and pride. Factories are also a marketing identity, a location to anchor their brand, and a place to associate with Kuman's unique terroir.
The reason to set up this factory is the same reason that I started the company, which is to figure out a way for rural communities in the Himalayas to continue to thrive as they have for centuries, as opposed to just fighting for their own survival, which is what they're doing now. And so, in my view, if we don't figure out how to support farmers, then we are actually undermining our own future, because we depend on the work of a farmer three times a day, every single time we eat. So if their livelihoods are not working for them, then we as consumers of food don't have much of a future either. So I don't see the work of working with farmers separate from my own survival. And that's why we need to set up this factory, to make sure that we're creating pathways for farmers to earn enough to actually support themselves. Not just in tea, in other foods products as well, but tea is the one, of course, that we as a tea company care the most about.
So what makes tea unique in this region?
The quality of Kuman teas is tied to a handful of factors. The first is the growing conditions for the tea plant. The British planted tea here first, as I mentioned, in the 1860s. And Sarah Rose, in her book, For All the Tea in China, identified how the first ever Indian-grown tea to get drunk in Europe came by right by the same area. It's technically not Kuman, but it's right adjacent to it. So there's a very rich and storied history to the tea plant doing well in these soils. And today what exists on the cultivar level is a direct lineage of those initial plantings. A number of the plants growing in our primary partner Desmond's Tea Garden are original China bush planting from seed from the 1860s. So these are teas that are coming on 160 years old and still flushing well. So the quality, you know, in Darjeeling, I was taught, they say old is gold. So the older the tea plant, perhaps the lower the yield, but the quality and the concentration of all the good things that we enjoy just gets heightened. And I personally think that that is interestingly married with the fact that Kumaon, as a region within India, has huge cultural significance as being essentially the spiritual headwaters, the Ganges River and many of the other sacred rivers of India are right, their origins are right in this area. And so when I was talking to Raja Banerjee, who ran the Makai Barese in Darjeeling for decades, about our project, he said, you know, Darjeeling teas are very sensual. They're very sort of ephemeral and upfront. But in Kumaon, because of this really storied tradition and culturally, you have the opportunity to help unlock the spiritual side of tea. And to me, I mean, this is like a little bit beyond what we can just taste in the cup. But wow, what an exciting prospect to be part of that story.
How will you build the brand? What aspects of the brand appeal to you? And what are you trying to bring to the consumer's attention?
Well, this has been one of the most exciting projects I've ever been a part of. Because the brand is really a blank canvas right now. And so what we're trying to do is work very closely with our farmer partners to help bring a brand that resonates both for their local culture as well as for global markets. And so our role is being bridge builders to help connect these fairly different worlds. For example, the logo that we developed, it's a kettle, and the kettle is one that you'll find in pretty much any Kumaoni household. And the mudra on it, the hand gesture that we have included, is one that is intended to be a very welcoming and inclusive one. And so, you know, going deep into the culture, working with farmer partners to make sure we're designing something that is in line with something that they'd like to celebrate, and then bringing out into the world is how we do that.
Will you describe how the Young Mountain brand has evolved due to its close ties to Kumaon?
So where we're at in our journey is working our way up the supply chain. You know, previously, we were traders buying finished goods from established factories and wonderful established factories from all over India and Nepal, but fundamentally, they were already up and running. Now we're actually taking a step further up by having co-ownership with the farmers on a factory. And that we're trying to introduce the appropriate amount of technology to advance. For example, it's going to be a solar powered factory for everything except the drying machines. We've got a color sorter that's like state of the art that'll help make sure the finished teas are really strong. And all the rolling machines and shaping and carding machines that we brought over are state of the art as well. And so the technological interventions we've had to date have been primarily in the processing realm because that's really where we are in our journey. However, one of the things that came out of our work was recognizing that in order for this to work, both for this factory to have enough tea to make and for the farmers to have enough income to support themselves, they'll have to increase their yields significantly. Because one of the biggest challenges in Kumaon is that it's incredibly low yield. And Nigel Mellican has been our consultant working with us for the last couple of years on this project. And he said in his 40 years of growing tea around the world, he's never seen yield this low. And so we're just beginning into that kind of farm level intervention. One of the things we've identified is that the amount of moisture in the soils is very low. So just 2 weeks ago, we covered a test plot with one of the farmers we worked with to cover their test plot with mulch, a mix of local cow manure and oak leaves, right before the monsoons hit. So as it rains, that water will have a way to get kind of stay inside the soil. A simple thing, but as we get involved with different interventions, we want to make sure we're not trying to maybe jump straight to the drone level because the farmers are going to be skittish about anything that's foreign. And we want things that will last and be adopted, but work with them where they're at and sort of work towards solutions that make sense. Our role is certainly to bring the options to the table and to be cognizant of things like what you're describing, but it's also to make sure that we're bringing them into the communities that we work with in a way that will both work for them in day one, and especially because this is a remote area, work in 10 years. And so the maintenance component of a lot of technological pieces is something we're very mindful of, because if we, you know, we can get a grant or something to maybe buy an initial set of tools for the farmers, but if they break down and they need to get repaired and they have to work with people from outside the area, the likelihood that those things are actually going to be used as tools and not become like props to hold up some other part of machinery is very high. It's really important that we are mindful of these things that will address the most fundamental challenges. Like as you're saying, the fact that tea is very labor intensive. So how can we reduce the labor component? We have to be up to date on them. And we have to continue to work with the farmers where they're at, with what they'll be comfortable adopting, that they can afford to adopt and maintain.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.